Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We've got some drastic weather systems moving across the state. We're going to check in with our meteorologists from across the state. In this segment, we've got Katie Pajorley. She's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Rapid City. And then Kelly Sayre is warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Aberdeen. And Peter Rogers is warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls. And Katie, I want to start with you. First of all, welcome to the program. Thanks for taking time for us today, and give us an idea of what's happening right now before we look at what's happening in the future.
Okay, well, we've got a strong low-pressure system over the central and northern plains right now that's bringing some precip into western South Dakota, some rain and some freezing rain over south central South Dakota, but snow is expanding over western South Dakota. The snow has been slow to start in and around the Rapid City area due to a pocket of dry air. We've been getting a lot of concerned people wondering where the snow is, but it is coming. Radar shows precipitation continuing to spread across western South Dakota today.
And what do you expect in the next, how far out are you looking at this right now?
We're expecting snow to continue to expand over western South Dakota today, heavy snow at times. Still expecting 8 to 12 inches for the Rapid City area. Near 2 feet will be possible in the northern hills and along an area of Pine Ridge to Martin. And then winds are going to pick up this afternoon, sustained at 40 miles an hour, gusting to 60, 70 miles an hour. That'll create blowing snow, drifting snow, and hazardous to impossible traveling conditions.
All right. And let's bump over to Kelly Sayre, warning coordination meteorologist in the National Weather Service in Aberdeen. Kelly, give us the big picture, please.
Yeah, so similar to what Katie said, we are starting to see precipitation spread across the region, parts of central and into northeast South Dakota as well. We expect it to pretty much be across the whole area in the next couple hours or so. For our area, we initially saw most of the precipitation start as rainfall or freezing rain, and we're just now seeing parts of south central South Dakota make that transition over to snow. However, for northeast South Dakota, the rain will likely persist through much of today. Temperatures do just hover around that 31, 32 degree mark for much of the area, so it's really tough to know where transition zones are going to be from rain to freezing rain to snow. So we urge people, if you are traveling anywhere in the area, to be extremely cautious of changing conditions. But gradually we will see that transition from rain to snow across the area, winds picking up a little bit later than western South Dakota. We'll start to see that happen tonight through tomorrow morning. Heavy snow across central South Dakota, winds in excess of 50, 60 miles per hour. It's definitely going to be a very serious situation in terms of blizzard conditions across the central part of the state.
Peter Rogers with the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls. A lot of rain here in Sioux Falls, Peter. Is that pretty significant as well?
Yeah, absolutely. With this system here in the southeast corner of the state, it's been warm enough where everything that's been falling so far for us has been just rainfall. Much of the southeastern corner of South Dakota so far has received half an inch to even an inch and a half of rain already, with up to another inch possible before this storm moves out later in the day tomorrow. With that heavy rainfall, in addition to the melting snow and the frozen ground, our biggest concern here is flooding, both on streams and rivers as well as away from streams and rivers out in agricultural areas or in towns or areas that didn't get their drains unplugged here from the winter time. So that's our concern now, and then we do also transition into snow, but ours is later in the eastern half of the state here, and we're looking at that transition to occur late tonight into tomorrow. And the winds also do increase here across the southeast corner of the state tomorrow with gusts over 50 miles per hour, so blizzard conditions are a concern for us as well. And so that's the big message for us, is that for the folks in and around the Sioux Falls area, tomorrow is going to be very different than today. Winter's kind of going to smack you back in the face tomorrow, so people should be prepared for that change.
Peter, tell us, if it goes from the rain, about the temperatures, then are we looking at snowfall totals perhaps? And then does that freeze, all that rain freezes and the snow comes on top of it? Elaborate on that a bit, if you would, please.
Yeah, it's somewhat similar to the system we had just last weekend, where we had quite a bit of rain and freezing rain that transitioned quickly to snow. And in this case, it's not going to be too much different, but it's going to go straight from rain to snow as that colder air moves in. But it will still be warm enough where temperatures will be in the lower 30s, where the snow that falls is going to be very heavy and wet. And so once it hits the ground, it's going to stick. It's not going to move too much. But for falling snow and those increasing winds, that's where we get concerned with the blizzard conditions. All said and done, right now we're calling for only about 2 to 4 inches of snow across the southeastern corner here of the state. But again, there could be a brief period of time, especially mid-morning tomorrow into the early afternoon, where we'll have potential blizzard conditions across this portion of the state as well.
Katie Pajorley, when we look at what's happening in the Black Hills area, you're with the National Weather Service in Rapid City. Again, for our listeners, 8 to 12 inches in Rapid, maybe up to 2 feet elsewhere. Is that the biggest concern? Is it the wind and blizzard conditions? What are some of the biggest risks of this particular storm?
The biggest concern for the Black Hills area will be the heavy snow, especially the northern hills. We're not expecting quite as strong winds across the Black Hills. They'll still be breezy and enough to cause some blowing and drifting snow. But the main concern in the northern hills will be the heavy amounts of snow. But on the South Dakota plains, it'll be heavy snow combined with the 60 to 70 mile an hour winds. And so that's going to create really dangerous traveling conditions with all that blowing and drifting snow.
What does the backside of the storm look like, Katie? When do you expect it to sort of move out and be done, and what comes next?
We are expecting snow to be ending across western South Dakota early Thursday morning. Most places will be dry by Thursday afternoon, except for maybe south central South Dakota, the winter area. But winds are going to stay strong through Thursday afternoon and start to decrease Thursday evening. So even when that snow ends, it's going to be there's going to be a lot of blowing snow as well and drifting snow from what previously fell. So, and then after that, it looks much quieter for the next several days.
Kelly Sayre, the backside of the storm, how long do you expect to sort of to look at this system staying, and then what's coming next for your area?
Right, so it does gradually end from west to east, so it will slowly move out of parts of central South Dakota very gradually throughout the morning and into the afternoon. We could still have snow occurring across northeast South Dakota well into the afternoon hours on Thursday with those gusty winds, especially that I-29 corridor up through the Sisseton Hills. Even into the late afternoon, early evening hours, it's still going to be some light snow, very, very gusty winds, and it won't be until that evening when things really come to an end and those winds can die down across the area.
Peter Rogers, same question, and will we ever see spring? Or this is spring, I guess we should say.
yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, similar to up in Aberdeen's area in terms of timing, we're looking at the storm starting to wind down from west to east by later tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. Telling folks here if we can get through the next day or so, the next week actually looks pretty nice, maybe more spring-like as we see temperatures rise into the 40s, maybe even some 50s by the middle of next week, and no major storms on the near horizon after this one through. So if folks can just hang in there a little bit longer and make it through this one, they'll be rewarded by next week.
All right, Peter, is that too nice then for the flooding and the snowpack that is in the southeast region, that that water is going to start moving pretty quickly?
Yeah, and that's true. I mean, even though we're not going to see additional rainfall until next week, it's going to take a while for this water to move through the river system, and so expect continued rises on rivers and streams and continued flooding potential into the weekend after this storm does pass.